Blog Talk Radio.
My God, to do through you. It is a beautiful thing. Amen.
And we just thank God for everything that he's doing. First of all, we give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who's the head of our lives. And also we give, you know, we bless our Lord and Savior. I got a question. Are you demanding your morning? Are you the one just getting up and you commanding the different things around you, speaking to the atmosphere, letting them know that you are blessed, release my healing, that everything that God has for me today, it is for me. Are you coming in alignment with the grace and mercy that is released onto you every morning? Amen. For you can begin to show production, my God, and you begin to execute the things of God correctly. That's you. I know it is. Amen. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. You is a blessing. Amen. And I thank God for you all. Listen, saints of God, my God, first of all, I give her honor and I give thanks to my beautiful wife, and I bless God for her, and I thank God for you, lady and family. You know it's always a blessing. Our very own Pastor Smith and the Les Smith, amen. We thank God for them as well, my God, and everybody that makes up the family as a whole. Listen, it's Friday. You don't have nothing to do on Sunday. Even if you do have something to do this Sunday, you need to be in the house. Stop making excuses why you are not able to position yourself in front of the one of the fivefold. And that's what God, the structure that God placed, my God, to help you in your life. Amen. You need to make sure you're there. We give our time to everything throughout the out the week. We got all this time throughout the day, but God, but we cannot give God at least an hour to 2 hours of worship service. You're not even giving a whole day. Amen. Let's stop making excuses. I will see you in a house. Amen. You be in somebody's house, someplace of worship where you get influence and empowered, where you can keep moving into the things of God. Amen. I thank God for our international brothers and sisters, our international listeners. It's always a pleasure. Amen. Norway, my God Almighty, we thank God for you all in United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, France. We thank God for you all as well. South Africa, my brothers and sisters, it's a blessing. Thanks to God right here in the United States of America. We thank God for all of you. We want to put our focus and attention a little bit on our brothers and sisters in North Carolina and also in South Carolina. Amen. As this storm, my God, this hurricane just bearing down upon them and moving very slow. If you have not been into one of these things, my God, it's no funny matter. I've been in plenty of them. Also, them plenty of some just don't want them move. They just sit up on them. I can imagine what they are feeling over there. Even most of the ones that evacuate, I can imagine what going in their mind, what they're going to come back to. I just want to encourage you all this morning, our members and friends over in North Carolina, Virginia, my God, South Carolina. I want to encourage you all this morning. You got to understand, you only have one life to live. At the end of the day, everything else could be replaceable. And sometimes we might look at certain things like, oh my God, this is a crisis. What looks like a setback, God could use it to set you up for a comeback. Amen. Sometimes God will use the He will use the foolish thing to confine the wise. Other words, what you thought that it might be bad, God probably could use this situation to be a blessing to you. You never know. And that's why I tell people all the time, saints of God, be careful what you're asking for, because the things that you probably look like is going to kill you, got to use these same very things to turn around and be a blessing to you. What you look like, what it looks like, probably look like it's want to take you out. God will use the very same thing to be a blessing to you. Amen. Sometimes we'll pray our blessings away because we're thinking something with our natural mind. And God said, I got another plan for you. I got another plan for this. It's something that I'm doing. You know, learn how to prepare and just go through the wide. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Then you could go through the ride with no problem. Amen. Amen. Listen, my God Almighty, we got our very own and let Joe. We're going to get ready to bring him on. Then after that, my God Almighty, I just want to tell you all today, please, my God, I know many of you don't escape from France, the hurricane Florence, and I know that many of you, Listen, it's Friday. I believe in family time. I believe in the family time. We don't pray it all week. We don't lay down some timbers. We done been into the Word of God. We done been in through so much. Amen. So I believe in family time. Make sure you take some time out for your family. Amen. I'm a firm believer in family. So I want you to let you know that today. And I'm going to say it again by the end of the broadcast. Make sure you take out some time for family. You don't need all that much the finances to take time out. Do something with your family. Build healthy family. When you build a healthy family, amen, we will have healthy churches, amen. But before we get into that, my God Almighty, God bless you, Mother Jackson. We're going to let the woman of the hour go ahead and lay down the timbers before us. God bless you.
God bless you this morning, Apostle Temple. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I first come giving Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Smith and to Pastor Barbara Smith and to everyone at ADM in ministry this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to once more, God, to the throne of thanksgiving, Lord, just giving you the thanks for everything, God. We thank you, Lord, for breathing down on us this morning, God, giving us another opportunity of life, God, giving us another opportunity, God, to open our mouth and say, God, I just thank you just for another day's journey. I just thank you for breathing down on me. This morning, God, you didn't have to do it, but you did, Lord. So we just say thank you this morning, God. Thank you, I just shield and protect us, God. Oh, then let nothing come, come upon us, hurt us in any kind of way, God. So we just say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much, God. We love that every man-made service, every woman-made service, God. We pray continually, God, that you strengthen them, God. Continue to let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Let them continue to cry out like never before, God. Cry out your truth, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up our youth this morning, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God, as they're on their way to school, and protect them while they're away on their way back. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for them, God. God, we just say thank you, God. Continue, God, to just bless, shield, and protect in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we look towards the hill this morning, God, because we realize, God, this day, God, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, the most shake, God, of everything that we do, God, you do it in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning we ask you to come just to create in us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us, God. Let us continue to push, God, in the name of Jesus. When we feel tired, God, we seem like we can't go no more, push no more. Yes, Lord, I'm going to say it. Yes, God, it's another push, another step in you, God. We realize, God, it's you, God, it's not us. So we say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, hallelujah this morning, God. We speak into our atmosphere, God. We speak the peace of the Moshe of Jesus Christ in our atmosphere, God. We speak the love of Jesus Christ in our atmosphere, God. Oh, God, we speak the day is a blessed day. The day, oh, God, will shield us and protect us, God. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for what you're doing for our families, God. We thank you for drawing them near to you, saving, delivering, setting free in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. It's so much to thank you for, God. If we just say thank you all day long, hallelujah, shake, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. It's just something on the inside. It's just like you can't thank you enough because you've been so good to us, God. You brought us out of situations, God. And I'm going to shake God on about Sunday. Oh, God, when we were sick, God, you was a doctor in the hospital room, God. When we were sitting up in a terrible situation, God, you was the lawyer, in the courtroom, God. forward so much that we can say thank you for, God. If I had 10,000 times, God, in the tongues, God, I can't thank you enough, God. Oh, God, because you've been mighty good to all of us, not just me, God, every last one of us, God. I ask that you touch me over to the internet, God. Touch their laptops, phones, God, this morning. Let somebody realize today how blessed they are. Let somebody realize to hold your head up, not down. There's nothing to hold your head down for. God is the provider. He is your provider today. He's your keeper if you want to be kept. How about Sunday? Yes, he is our keeper. God, we thank you for keeping us, God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for continuing. Let us love like never before, God. We pray, God, that you continue, huh? Let us cry out. Land before you, huh? For others, God. Not only for ourselves, but others, God. Oh, I said it, hey. God, we thank you. Hey, glory to God this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our companions, God. Oh, God, we thank you even see you here and in the midst, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I know you're healing the most, God, today. I see how that I say it. We could see it with our own eyes through you, God, what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you're a make waker. When we be down so low, don't know how we're going to pay a bill, how to go say, with our food in the house, God. But you come through, how to go say, making a way out of no way, God. We pray, God, that you continually rise us up, let us stay up, not come down. And I'm not going to shake, God. We thank you this morning, God. These things we ask you this morning, God, and I'm going to shake, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Jesus, we pray, God, today, God, continue to have your way. And I'm going to shake, God. Move us out the way and have your way, God. We thank you this morning, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Lord, I'm going to shake, God. Hallelujah.
And Father, we pray, by God, we keep it going. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you the glory. And God, we're going to constantly keep speaking over ourselves, over our life, over our family, over our finances. We're going to constantly keep speaking in, my God, over our life. And he is the Lord, and you is God of ahead of everything, God. And we just give you the glory. And Father, we constantly asking different things, different components that is wired, my God, from the place of you. We ask that we take it. We give you the permission and access to bring different components that is not of you in our life to reconnect it in the correct way, God. We thank you and give you glory. And today, my God, we're going to constantly and keep on saying it repeatedly that we are blessed. Our home is blessed. Our life is blessed. Never again we're going to begin to speak things in defeat over our life. Never again that we're going to give the reports, my God, that we might, my God, get from the doctor, or we might get from the lawyer, or we might get from our job. No longer we're going to allow reports to move us, but we will move the reports because we are generation cycles breakers. And anything that come in that is not of you, you give us authority and the power to break it by the anointing that you done release over our life. So therefore, God, we give you thank you this morning. We worship your name this morning. We lift your name up high this morning. We thank you, God, that you are worthy to be praised. And we give you all the highest praise, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And somebody this morning, you go ahead and give God a biggest praise. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you right now, even though you might make some challenges this morning, this week, but God don't overcome. I bet you if you could sit down and if you sold out for Christ, if you sold out for God, I'm not talking about you playing with him. I'm not talking about you still trying to figure him out. But I'm talking about if you sold out for God, I know that if you had some challenges this week, you have more battles that you won than you have more challenges that you lost. You don't came to be more of an overcomer. Amen. And the things that God has for you, guess what? It is for you. And somebody just need to give God the praise. I don't know anybody who don't want to be sold out for him. My God, he is worthy to be praised. My God, Mother Jackson, do you know once I became sold out, I become more peaceful. I become happier. I become, my God Almighty, I become sure that everything's going to work out together for His good. And I challenge you, body of Christ, if you want to get into God, get into Him, get sold out. And you're going to begin to see some things operate for you, even if your mind or your vision cannot comprehend things of God, and you're going to begin to see it working in your life, because He is worthy, my God, my, to be praised, my God. And some of you need to just go ahead and praise Him, my God, this morning, because He is worthy to be praised. And I just want to do something crazy before I can let Joe come on. Praise Him for your family. I know that some of you got young sons and daughters that it might be on your nerves, or you're worried, or you're concerned about them. I dare you to just, God, I thank You for my children. I thank You for my son. I thank You for my daughter. Y'all hear me? Praise Him for your family. I thank You for my husband. I thank You for my wife. I thank You for what You gave me, God. Even though some things might not be right, but in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge You in all things. And therefore, I give You thanks, because my thanks been to prophesy something. My thanks been to get ready to penetrate something. Your thanks been to prophesy. Your thing finna get ready and do something in the atmosphere. And if you're looking for God to change some things, my God, around you, in your family, in your bloodline, give God some thanks and give God the glory. And your thing finna get ready to penetrate something through heaven. And we give God the praise, my God, let everybody that has breath, my God, this morning, praise ye the Lord, because He is worthy to be praised. And we give God thanks and we thank Him. Amen. Saints of God, you know me, I'm always geared up. My God Almighty, all I got to do is just open my mouth. I'm just ready to go, because God has been so good. I refuse to be mediocre. Y'all hear me? I refuse to be mediocre. Get me in a meeting if you want to and think we just going to have a casual meeting. Oh, no. I refuse to be mediocre, because God give me His best, and I want to give my God my best every time I have an opportunity. And I challenge each and every one of you, every time you have an opportunity, give God your best. My God, just I'd rather for you not to call on me because you say I do too much, other than you call on me and say I do, I don't, my God, I'm doing enough for you. Amen. Don't call on me, my God, because I do too much. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and many of you, when you look at your situation where you should have been dead, you should have been gone, you come from a poverty situation, and God don't bless you into an area of prosperity, you better get out of my way. You better get out of my way, because this God that I serve, He done been good, and He's still doing things. He's still working some things out. He's still blessing some things. My God, y'all better tell some folks, you better get out. Don't call me if you ain't ready for a party. Don't call me if you ain't ready to go all out. Don't call me if you ain't ready to give God some true praise, because I'm not your boy. I'm not your girl. I'm not your partner. Because when everything that got rough, I'm going to give Him. Somebody just say, I'm going to give God some praise. I got to give Him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you understand how to sow quality, God's going to begin to give you quantity. You begin to sow quality, God's going to begin to give you quantity. Learn how to practice sowing in your everyday personal life. Sow quality. Sow quality. Husband, if you cook for your wife, or wife, you cook for your husband, cook your best. Cook your best. Amen. Cook it with love. Sow quality, and you're going to begin to see quantity begin to find you in every area of your life, because my quantity want to find quality. Quantity want to find quality. Other words, my God Almighty, a person that is famous, a superstar, my God, and they are very qualified or quality in their area or wherever their area, you better believe it's going to be some quantity that's going to find him. Y'all better believe he or her, it's going to be some quantity, because quantity want to hook up with quality. And I challenge you, for you can begin to transform your life and everything that you do into quality. And that way, guess what? quantity going to follow you. You become a quality magnet, my God Almighty. God bless you all once again this morning. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Listen, we got our very own this morning, our very own Deacon Elect Joe, amen, going to come and bring some words of inspiration. Amen. Amen. Words of inspiration. And I just want you all, my God, Pastor, I'm not going to be going in today because at the end of the day, we've been going hard all this week. That's why I tell individuals, do not miss a episode. If you miss something, you miss something that is good for your soul. I believe in a family, and I want to stress that today, making sure that you take time out and spend time with family. They understand you're saved. They understand that you're speaking in tongues. They understand that you could see. They understand that you have dreams. My God, sometimes your family, they just want the husband. They don't need the preacher. They don't need the minister. They just want the wife. They don't need the evangelist. They don't need that prophetess. Amen. They don't need the pastor. Amen. They just need the husband. They need the brother. They need the friend. And sometimes we forget about how to switch these hats and put on a hat that, hey, I'm just a human being. I love you. I'm family. Right now, I'm not the pastor. I'm not the prophet. I am a husband. I am a father. And I just want to enjoy family. And I just want you all to go ahead and get ready this weekend and just spend some time with family. Just spend a little time with them. Amen. 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 And we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to bring our very own Deacon and Lord, Joe Jackson. God bless you, Deacon and Elect Joe.
Amen. Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to give thanks and honor to God, who is my highest power. I'd like to give thanks to my wife, Mother Jackson. I'd like to thank you, Pastor, First Lady. I'd like to thank Pastor Smith and Barbara Smith, Elect. I'd like to thank the ADM Ministry. I'd like to thank the congregation. I want to come to you today. Psalms 14, the fool says there's no God. The fool says in his heart there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable things. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there's anyone who understands, who seeks after God. They have all turned aside together. They have all become corrupt. There's none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up the people as they eat bread? And do not call upon the Lord. They are great of the great terror. For in the generations of the righteous there is God. You will shame the plans of the poor. But the Lord is your refuge. Oh, that. Salvation for Israel will come out of Zion when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice. Let Israel be glad. I also have another little piece I'd like to give. Thank you, Father, for coming into my life. Thank you for ordering my footsteps. Thank you for your knowledge and your wisdom. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your wisdom. I will praise your name forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, beautiful, well said. Everybody, amen, goes right back. Let's give God thanks. Thank God today. And I want you to thank God for your family. Amen. Sometimes we just get so caught up into things of life, and we just forget about the most important people around you. Some of you probably say, Pastor, you know what? My family is not around. I'm pretty sure you have church family. Call them. Amen. Call up some of your spiritual sons and daughters, and some of your spiritual sons and daughters, those that sons and daughters, call up your spiritual fathers and mothers. Amen. And just go ahead and enjoy family, and just think about how good God been to you and how good that people been a bless. Sometimes we get so caught up into the negativity of people and the negativity of different things, but not everybody is negative around you. Not everybody that comes around you are negative. You got some good people around you, and sometimes it's good to sit down and think about how when God needed it, you had a need, and God sent a certain person. A certain person just gave you a call, gave you some encouragement, and just thanking God for people. Because Bible, you must speak some, that God will cause men to give unto you. Amen? So we still got to have a door open, my God, to receive from men. Don't let yourself be so damaged by people to where you cannot open up to somebody. Amen? Amen. Amen. That's one of the things in the pointed areas that Bishop David was talking about last night. Let's not be that person to where we're so damaged and we're not opening up. You're going to be stopping your blessing because God will cause men to give unto you. Amen. So let's take a minute today and this weekend, enjoy family. Some of you probably could go to bowling alley. Come on, fathers, you probably could throw something on the grill. Mothers or whatever, you probably want to do something for yourself. And just go ahead and pamper yourself or do something. Amen. Understand this, that it's still a life. And there's nothing wrong with being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Fiery baptized and still enjoying the life that God has given you. There's nothing wrong with it at all. Amen. Amen. And that's one of the things we talked about yesterday, and it's one of the things that I minister in the church so much. My God, we don't forget how to live. Every time, once we got saved, we don't forget how to live. You could have a great time, and you could do, and you don't have to do so much of things that you used to, but you still have a good time. Amen. So I challenge each and every one of you today. Amen. For those that have been faithful with us all week, you've been in prayer, you've been in the word of God, my God, we've been drilling you all this week, my God Almighty. Let's take a minute and take a deep breath, and let's go ahead and let's love on family. Love on somebody today, amen. Love on somebody, amen. If you want to get some more hoop, we're going to be hooping on Sunday morning, amen. Whatever God's going to do for the last two Sundays, for the last two services, my God, I couldn't preach, amen. We've just been having such a tense worship, and it just couldn't be no preaching going on because the worship of the Holy Ghost, my God, begin to take over and begin to control the different routes that you want to go. If you want to experience that type of movement, I can tell you what's going to take place. Meet us at the Crown Plaza Hotel, my God, Airport Hotel, my God, in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm telling you, I don't know what move you're going to get, but you're going to get a move because we firm believers let the Lord have his way. Love on somebody today. Fire up that barbecue grill. You don't have to wait no holiday. Amen. Sit down and do something. Play Monopoly with your family. Do something. Get something ready for the kids to get out of school. Amen. Let's do something today and this week, tomorrow. Love on family. Our families and friends that coming from North Carolina, South Carolina, from the hurricane. Let's go ahead and if they with you, let's love on them. Amen. Let's love on them. Let's have a good time. Laughter, because it's good for your soul. God bless you all. I thank God for you all. Love on your family today. Find somebody to love on, amen, and just thank God for people that he, true people that he placed in your life. Not everybody is corrupted. Not everybody is liars. Not everybody got a hidden motive that they want to get something from you. God got some true people that you need to take this minute to take a step back that they trying to get something to you. And sometimes we could get so geared up and caught up into the ways of life and get caught up into different things, we forget about that. We just forget about it, and sometimes we need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and say, you know what, wife, you know what, I love you. Husband, I love you too. Children, I thank God for you. We have all this conflict going on. Guess what? I love you. Church family, guess what? I love you. Amen. We love who? We love you all. We thank God for you all. God bless you. Let's show somebody some love today. Amen and amen. God bless all of you.